Having spent so much time talking about discussing first line of the Shema, where we affirm our knowledge of Hashem, we affirm our understanding of Yichud Hashem. Hashem is a perfect unity. All the implications that come with that. We then look and explore how this is meant to play out. Meaning that the existence of Hashem is not some theoretical philosophical reality. Avraham Avinu is not the first person that discovers the existence of Hashem. Rather, he's the first person to develop a relationship with Hashem. That's why the Navi Yeshaya, after Pashas Lech Lecha, refers to him as Avraham Ehavi, Avraham who loved me. Avraham Avinu realizes that finite man can have a relationship with the infinite God. And this is exactly what the Torah is telling us. After you've come to this awareness, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, it is not enough to leave that as something purely intellectual. It's something that needs to be part of our lived experience. If you like, it's taking the light, it's taking the clarity of this understanding and transforming it into the world of emotion. V'ahavtas Hashem Elokecha. Shall love Hashem, your God, which ultimately means loving Hashem with total and utter devotion that would literally give everything up for Hashem. But essentially what it means is you take the Or HaYichud, the light of Hashem's unity, and live with it throughout the day. And therefore, you read through the parasha and it tells you how to do it. In fact, you have to read it every day. When you wake up in the morning, you're going to sleep at night. In fact, it's not enough just to read it in the morning when you go to sleep at night. You've got to tie it as a sign of remembrance to your arm, to your head, to remember Hashem constantly. To nail these words to every doorpost in order that these words should serve as a constant reminder of what we're meant to be achieving in life. Yichud Hashem, unifying Hashem, is actually something we can do throughout our day, through Torah mitzvahs. We sit and learn, we engage in mitzvahs. We can have in mind that we're fulfilling the mitzvah of Achdus Hashem, Yichud Hashem, because we're fulfilling His will. And Chazal tell us, Hu v'chachmaso echad, He and His wisdom are one. So whether it's learning His wisdom, whether it's living His wisdom, it's the same thing. More than that, the Rambam brings the Medrash that you can't love that which you do not know. So how do you get to love Hashem? These words of Torah, you get to know the one who spoke and brought the world into creation, into existence. Meaning our limud haTorah, our learning of Torah is meant to bring us to Avas Hashem, through getting to know Hashem, through getting to understand Hashem. Point is, the paragraph of our Haftar is teaching us how to have a lived experience of a life filled with Emunah.